WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. In his budget address, Governor Murphy said we must have a millionaire's tax to raise $447 million to pay for a wide range of programs. But State Senate President Steve Sweeney continues to insist he doesn't support it. That is already sparking fears of an impasse at a government shutdown later this summer.
When asked if a prolonged fight over his budget proposal to increase taxes for millionaires could result in a government shutdown, Governor Murphy declined to answer the question directly. However,
I would say to folks, there's no appetite on anyone's part to shut the state of New Jersey down. We've seen what it did at the federal government level, which was ridiculous.
Murphy also said he just had a high-spirited breakfast with the Senate President and Assembly Speaker, and they have been able to find common ground on a lot of stuff. In Woodridge, David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Now, Sweeney will be in studio with me tonight at 7 o'clock, taking your phone calls on the budget or whatever else is on your mind. You can see a live feed on our Facebook page and call it New Jersey 101.5. Again, that's tonight at 7. State health officials confirming a new case of measles in Ocean County. They declared an earlier outbreak over. This resident could have exposed people to two Orthodox Lakewood synagogues and the surrounding community. We have more details about the possible risks at NJ1015.com this morning. Two of the people involved in a GoFundMe scam involving a Philly homeless man have finally admitted they made it all up. The guilty plea is coming in federal court and could result in significant jail time. And Patrick Lavery joins us live with the new details. Patrick?
Eric, that homeless man, Johnny Bobbitt, and one member of the former couple who befriended him, Caitlin McClure, entered guilty pleas to the federal charges against them, but have not pleaded with regard to their state charges. McClure's ex-boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, was not charged with any federal crime. Both McClure and Bobbitt could be fined up to $250,000. Put together, that's about $100,000 more than they defrauded donors out of in November 2017. Bobbitt faces a maximum prison sentence of 10 years on the federal charges. McClure could go away for as many as 20 years. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thank you. A New Jersey town is revising an ordinance that could result in hefty fines, even jail time, for owners of barking dogs. The Saddle River Council is amending its one-sentence law against dog barking, saying dogs cannot bark, howl, or yelp for more than 20 minutes between 7 a.m. and 10 p.m., or for more than 15 minutes before 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. Violators face a fine of up to $1,000 or jail for up to 90 days. Just over $9 million in new or higher taxes and fees related to guns and hunting would be imposed in New Jersey under plans included in Governor Murphy's budget. It's an expanded version of a plan that went nowhere a year ago.
Governor Phil Murphy's plan includes significantly higher firearms fees, an additional 10% tax on ammunition sales, an additional 2.5% tax on gun sales, and boosting bear hunt permits from $2 to $100.
It was long past time that we did this last year when we took so many steps to restore our standing as a national leader in gun safety. And it's even more past time today.
Senate President Steve Sweeney says he's open to discussions, but doesn't sound receptive.
We are the most progressive state in the nation when it comes to gun reform. And just to check a box to say you did something, I'm not sure that's necessary.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.